Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. It is almost Christmas and the end of the year. How was your year? I feel like I had a pretty rough year, but I think I did my best. Today, I'd like to talk about American sweets. Recently, I went to Mr. Donuts and ate ponderingu. I actually had 2 ponderingu and 1 French angel. That is when I thought, wow, if these donuts were the ones from the US, I probably would not have been able to finish them. Probably 1 bite would have been enough. The donuts in the US are extremely sugary. You have no idea. Donuts are widely available in bakeries, donut shops, and even in many supermarkets across the United States. A famous donut shop would be Dunkin' Donuts. In my opinion, Dunkin' Donuts tastes like garbage. The donuts taste like you're biting into a block of sugar. There is also a wide variety of filled donuts, where the center is filled with various types of creams, custards, jellies, or other sweet fillings. Popular flavors include raspberry jam, chocolate cream, and more. And there is a donut called Boston Cream. It is named after the classic Boston cream pie, a famous dessert in Boston, Massachusetts. Traditionally, this filling is a vanilla custard or pastry cream, which is a rich and smooth custard made with eggs, sugar, milk, and vanilla. The donut is often topped with a chocolate glaze or icing, giving it a glossy and chocolatey finish. You can actually buy a Boston cream donut at McDonald's in Canada. McDonald's in the US and in Canada sell way more sweets than Japan's McDonald's. They serve sundaes and different kinds of McFlurries, unlike Japan. If you ever go to the US or Canada, please check it out. And please check out the supermarkets. You will be astonished. First of all, there are different types of pies. Apple pies, pecan pies, cherry pies, pumpkin pies, mince pies, you name it. Then there are the bite-sized brownies and the different types of cookies. There are M&M cookies, chocolate chip cookies, sugar cookies, frosted cookies, etc. There are cupcakes, muffins, blueberry and chocolate chip, cakes, frosted cakes, cheesecakes, etc. When I was a kid, I especially liked the frosted cookies. In my opinion, the supermarket Ralph's has the most sugary products, more than Costco maybe. American sweets are on another level. The sweetness, the amount, and the variety are nothing compared to Japan. Japanese sweets are like babies compared to the American sweets. Pudding you buy at konbini is like a vegetable in the US. Ice cream too. Dairy Queen ice cream contains so many calories. Also, you can find a pint of ice cream easily at a supermarket. Now let's talk about Starbucks. How sweet Starbucks drinks can be. Some of the drinks are so sweet, they will make you sick. Frappuccinos in Japan are nothing compared to sugary Starbucks drinks in the US. For example, iced caramel dolce latte. If you're looking for a tasty way to get your caffeine fix, this is the drink for you because it is loaded with caffeine. There are different Starbucks secret menus as well that are sugary. Like the Churro Frappuccino. This is a venti frappuccino with 3 pumps of the cinnamon dolce syrup and caramel inside the cup and on top of the whipped cream. Also, there is a sprinkle of cinnamon on top of all of that. No wonder why there are a lot of people with diabetes in the US. All right, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you all have a wonderful week. ポッドキャストを聞いてくださりありがとうございます。ポッドキャストのワイクチキスクリプトはすべてポッドキャストプレミアムにて公開中です。気になった方はぜひポッドキャストプレミアムを見てください。Okay, thank you guys so much. Toodaloo!